Blog Talk Radio.
Excuse me.
This is an unlawful gathering. The truth is out there.
This is the underground. This is New Media. This is the underground. This is New Media.
Ranger fans, report to the critical thinking hangar. Ranger fans, report to the critical thinking hangar.
Now here is the starting lineup for the New York Rangers.
Good evening. Welcome to an impromptu, last minute, thrown together Blue Shirt Underground Radio. We appreciate you guys being here. And right off the bat, I have to apologize. Do you know last night when the show started, Eddie, I said, good evening and welcome to Blue Shirt Banner Radio.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I wasn't the only one who made him a faux pas last night.
No, I think it just kind of put something in the back of my head, and we started the show. And I didn't even realize it when I said it last night. I didn't realize it until I went and listened back to the show this morning that I said Blue Shirt Banner Radio. And if you didn't hear last night's show, you missed a good one. We had Nick Perry on from SNY, and we'll get that right out of the way. Nick had so much. I think Nick was a little nervous. I don't think he does many of these. I don't think he knew what to expect. And you know, let's face it, we do have a reputation that precedes us on this show. We're a little crazy. We're a little zany. We're buffoons and nonsense and all of that. So I don't think he quite knew what he was getting himself into. He was a little nervous, but I think he started to loosen up towards the end. He sent me an email as soon as he was off the air, said he had a great time and would love to do it again. So what we're going to do is, I think Nick is going to join us probably once a month. And maybe we'll call it whale watching. And he'll come on and give us a little update with what's going on with the whale and what's going on with the prospects and the young guns and the up and coming and the Cam Talbot and everything else. And it'll be good. So he is our new official go-to Connecticut whale guy. What do you think of that? You ain't getting that on WFAN.
No. You won't be getting that. A lot of around the interwebs, Jim, a lot of comments about the show, and apparently the controversy between me and I guess you as well, since me and you are conjoined at the Ranger hip, so to speak, is, you know, people were asking on the HF board, you know, I peruse them over there, and I do Blue Shirt Banner as well, I like the HF boards just a little bit better, not much, because I like about, they're really good with the young stuff. And since we cover most of what Blue Shirt Banner covers, you know, I get enough of my info and discussion about what's going on in real Ranger hockey. So I'm perusing this thing here and about the show. I had put a link on the show, and then somebody had said, Eddie, no more with Beck, I'm surprised, with a smiley face. And a guy underneath it put, my manly juices are flowing just thinking about it. So people, these little catchphrases and these little feuds that we're getting are starting to catch on over there, and it's good. And somebody put a post today about radio stations that talk about the Rangers, and basically, somebody said, oh, Boomer and Carton sometimes do it, this and that. And And then somebody asked about internet radio. Somebody said, what did it say? I'm trying to look for it, so where it is. Maybe they removed it.
Deleted. The Rangers.
I was going to say.
Now control the FDHF boards.
I see. No, it's got to be still here because my post. I don't know. It's not here anymore. It was here.
While you look for that, there was something I wanted to mention last night that we didn't get a chance to. You know, I wanted to talk about or just throw out there. And, you know, as you know, I'm a big sports fan, a big Giants fan. You know, of course, I love the Rangers, the Mets. You know, I'm still hanging on, but I don't have much hope. But anyway, I watch a lot of sports. You know, I watch a lot of football. I watch a lot of baseball. I watch as much hockey as I can. I watch some college football. Whenever you watch ESPN, you watch highlight shows, whatever. You see coaches, they talk to the press. They're up on a podium. They talk to the manager. He's in his office after the game. It's kind of a relaxed setting. A lot of times the manager's got his feet up on the desk. He's got a cigar in his mouth. He's having an after-the-game beer. It's relaxed, whatever. There is no other coach in any other sport that I can think of besides John Tortorella, and this is not directed at John Tortorella. This is directed at the organization. John Tortorella is the only coach I know that has to give his post-game press conference with the head of PR on his shoulder. That little weasel Rosasco gets himself into every camera shot he can with Tortorella. And I don't really think that's Tortorella. Because I would have a very hard time believing that John Tortorella wants a PR guy at his hip like that when he's trying to talk to the media, which is the last thing he wants to do to begin with.
I wonder why that is. I mean, what are they afraid? What he's going to say? I mean, it's on tape. Like, what is Rosasco going to, you know? Yeah.
I think he wants to be there, A, to get a little FaceTime, get his face on the TV, whatever. And I think he wants to be able to control when enough's enough. He says, all right, let's go. And he gets Tortorella out of the room. He was the same way when Glenn Sather would come down and talk to the masses at the draft. He was right on Sather's shoulder. And Sather would blather on for a few minutes. He'd babble, you know, oh, Magoo, you've done it again. He's the best first passer in the game. Let me get a Honda for a Cadillac price or vice versa. And then Rosasco would look around. Okay, guys, time to go. And he would usher the old man back upstairs to the ivory tower. He's the only one. There's no other sport where you see that. Rex Ryan goes to the podium by himself. Now, granted, that might be a mistake. He might need a PR guy up next to him. But Tom Coughlin goes on there. Any coach in any sport, you don't see that. If you watch the post-game shows on MSG, and I know a lot of you do, and I always try and catch them because I like to hear what they have to say after the game. You watch. When they focus on Tortorella, that arm you see right next to Tortorella, that's John Rosasco. He does not leave Tortorella's side. I think
His name is John Rosasco, and he's a complete idiot.
Well,
love it.
You know, I think one of the problems is maybe it's just an extension of Dolan, who's so paranoid of the media. Now, I don't watch Nick's broadcast, so I don't know if whoever their coach is, was Pat Riley coaching them? Well, they're locked out anyway. You know, whether he was hanging over like a gargoyle ready to spring out if Tortorella says something.
I couldn't tell you what they do with the Knicks either, but it's just, and you're right. That probably, I'm sure that stems from Dolan because it's the whole, you know, we can't be critical of the organization. It's an extension of Dolan, but it's just, you know, I think we're all pretty clear about how I feel about Ranger PR, and I think most of it is pretty justified. Yeah. So, you know, just seeing him get his little ferret face. He is the new ferret face. Anybody that's out there that's over the age of 35 that ever watched MASH, you know who Ferret Face is. Exactly. Thank you, Zach. Well, John Rosasco is the new Ferret Face. Who's calling me? I'm doing it. I can't talk.
I'm doing radio.
Get out of here. Simple radio. So, all right. So where was we? There were a couple others.
About Redasol, the whole thing. Kim.
Yes.
I found that yesterday I was throwing the word joyous around and all this stuff. But today we got some good news with Mark Stoller starting to practice lightly. So I'm thinking to myself, this is good news. I'm all positively charged. My battery is positively charged when I hear this news. And then, like, in my head, I went into, like, a time warp, like a week from now, when I hear he's suffering a setback. Now, am I just being negative in my, other shoe dropping and my doom and gloom thinking? Because I have no trust in anything that this organization releases to Dancing Larry Brooks or whatever the other, quote unquote legitimate media outlets. Am I thinking too negatively here?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I still don't. Look, I said it back in September, and it looks for all intents and purposes, it looks like I'm going to be proven right that we wouldn't see Mark Stoll until at least New Year's Day. And you know, now Ranger fans are buying into it. We're not going to now. Most of them, I think, if you polled Ranger fans, I think 75% of them at least would tell you Mark Stoll is not coming back this year. I mean, how long? Look, you want to? We've got a frame of reference. How long ago did Sidney Crosby start quote unquote light workouts?
Right,
months ago. Right, even if it was September, that was 2 months ago. And I mean, this is. I mean, if we are still going to buy into this injury occurred when his brother hit him back in February, you know, you take Crosby. His happened in January. We're 10 months later. He may be. It sounds like he's close, but they're still holding. You know, they're still taking. You know, I think they originally said he was going to play Friday, and now he's not. I think was the last I saw. So. You know, we're getting into we're almost to the 11-month range of recovery with him. And I think you got to take into account the fact that Stoll, if we're going to believe that this injury occurred in February, but he wasn't diagnosed, at least if you're believing what the Kremlin is telling you, they didn't even acknowledge this as a problem until August. So who knows how much further he's set back. He's not. I would be amazed, really would, to see him at any point this season.
Yeah, I don't know if they're throwing us a bone. And frankly, the Rangers are playing well without him. I'm not saying that he wouldn't be, if he's full on healthy, the Rangers get that much better. Because last night we wound up running out of time, and I was going to play a little bit of before the Hurricane game, John Monotone there from the side. Monotone was talking to Eric Stoll. He was talking to Eric Stoll about the Mark Stoll incident, and I thought I'm going to play the clip and. I thought there was something in there for us conspiracy theorists to wonder about. And I'll get your take on it and the chat room's take. And if you're listening on the podcast, just say it out loud wherever you are. If you're walking down the street, wherever you may be in whatever country, town, state, or even jail. Here is the clip.
Yeah, he seemed great, to be honest. He seemed kind of closer back to his old self. I think there was some times there, especially in the summer, where it was difficult because, you're unsure of where you're headed. And I think now he's starting to see some progress and headed down the right avenue. Obviously not where he wants to be yet, but definitely in better spirits. And looking forward to concentrating on getting better. And it's good to see.
Now, in the beginning of that statement, Jim, he says during the summer. Now, to me, this sounds like something that had been going on even before camp happened. And there was just no... Now, I don't know if he didn't say anything or the Rangers just didn't move on this. I mean, am I reading too much into this, guys? Or is it... I mean, I know it's said and done now. We've got to deal with it. But, I mean, is this another, you know, cover-up by the propaganda machine at the Kremlin over there at MSG?
You know, a little bit, but I like Eric's, he's back to his old self. Well, no, he's not. If he was back to his old self, he'd be on the ice.
Well, I think what he said before that may have cleared this up, that as far as his spirits go, he's back to his old self. Probably he was a little bit down. He might have been angry at Eric. Who knows? Yeah. But that's what Eric, he meant by that, and he's back to his old self as far as his spirits go and his attitude, I guess.
Oh. Eric stalls down, I'll tell you that.
His minuses are like Cam Fowler-like. I mean, he's in the minus 18, minus 19 category.
Yeah,
it
was 16 a couple of days. I'm looking at it. Oh, yeah, he's minus 18 now. You're right. Wow, he got even worse. Four goals,
yeah,
four assists.
He's spinning out of control, but I saw some people post, I think it probably was on our Facebook page, about how Eric Staal, they wouldn't want him on our team. Are you kidding me? The guy's a fantastic hockey player. I mean, you know, what he did to his brother was stupid. But, you know, listen, I'll take Eric Staal in a heartbeat. He's got a Stanley Cup ring, my friends.
I'd take the other Staal, too.
I'll take them all.
All three of them. Take Matt Staal.
Matt's, oh, God.
Matt Staal.
Frankie was, I mean, he was butchering those names like Archie Bunker. Matt Staal. Ansemoff.
He's Ralph. He's the Ralph Kiner of the show.
Yeah, he is. I was expecting him to call Gary Carter, Gary Cooper, like Connie once did.
By the way, I don't know if you saw this. It was posted. I saw a picture of the magazine on Facebook. Henrik Lundqvist is on the cover of the Hockey News.
I thought you were going to say like GQ or something.
No,
Ansemoff,
exactly. He's on the cover of the Hockey News this week, so make sure you pick up a copy. I called my dad tonight. I asked him to go over to the newsstand there at Grand Central and pick me up a copy because you can't find a copy of the Hockey News out here. We have a hockey team here, but nobody knows it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I know. It's funny what's going on in Phoenix, and I know Paul Guiduzzi, he's all over that. And I think you're right. I think the Rangers probably tried their due diligence. Now, you know, obviously Crosby is a superstar. Probably, you know, getting paid a lot more than. But wouldn't you want them to take care of Mark Staal just as carefully as they've taken care of Sidney Crosby? I mean, shouldn't we treat this guy? I hope they don't bring him back too early. But I think you're right. I think it's going to be a while. It'll come in stages, you know. With, oh, now he's playing with pads on, and then he's taking hits. The first body contact.
He now knows the difference between squares and circles.
Exactly.
He can see colors again.
Baby steps.
So he only sees three Marion Gavricks when he steps on the ice.
Yeah, you know how much I love this show. Did you know I had a chance to go to that Ranger fan forum last night? Yeah, we did this show last night, right?
Last
night. I had a chance to go, and I was like, no, man, I got to do this show. I love doing this show so much. And I heard it was pretty good.
That wasn't just for the season ticket holders?
Well, what happened was is that Paul Linekin, who's a great guy, his daughter got sick and couldn't go with him. So he was like, you want to go? And I was like, oh, he is a season ticket holder. But I was like, no, man, my pubic demands me. No, I'm not lying about that. I'm the Mark Stoll team.
You should have went.
That was a good show. Listening back to it, it got some steam, and really ended well. You know, I mean, it was pretty cool. You know, all our shows are good. Let's face it. Hey, you want to watch MSG? You're gonna get the sunshine blown up your ass about how good everything is, and the Casper Dolgovin show. And we have an impromptu show, I think we should just. We won't get into it. We'll get into it later. We'll see where it flows. But I think the Rangers. I think they're going to do well. A lot of people panicking about Henrik playing up there in Montreal at the Bell Center, the Ring My Bell Center. What was that? By Sister Sledge, right? Ring My Bell.
Ring my bell. Ring my bell. That one?
Yeah. Are you worried?
He hasn't played well in that arena, and Mandar said it last night. Start Biron up there. Why not? I don't know. They're playing so well though. You hate to change up anything. Montreal? Did Montreal lose tonight? I saw they were losing to the Islanders.
They didn't lose.
I don't know what the final score was. I did see that they were. Let me check.
Yes, I'll go to the. If you lose to the Islanders.
Well, that just keeps that just puts the pressure on us to meet the Rangers to make sure they beat them.
We always come up with this pressure and this thing, and you think the Rangers are saying, "Oh, they lost to the Islanders, we've got to beat them." They're looking to go into Montreal and shut up those frogs. And I'll tell you one, they got to beat those stinking heads.
Tampa Bay beat Pittsburgh tonight 4-1, and the Islanders did beat the Habs tonight 4-3. Boston beat Columbus 2-1. And the Flyers beat the Coyotes 2-1. And it is 4-1 Ottawa in the second period up at Edmonton. And the Winnipeg Jets are beating the Washington Capitals 4-1.
Holy manolis, Chris Campoli, Stromboli, cannoli. All right, we've got two things in the locker room. I'm in the locker room, in the chat room.
Okay.
Nita Ward sang Ring My Bell. Calavari, Tomasi. I think that's how you say his last name. He corrected me. Thank you. And I have to say, this may be the best compliment we've ever gotten on this show. Metal Man and Ladybug said, I get insight that most fans don't as a Ranger fan. Where has this show been all my life? Holy manolis. That's a big-time compliment.
Metal Man and Ladybug, that's Joey. That's our new friend Joey Barton, and he also posted in the chat room a few minutes ago, I fucking love this show.
All right.
Well, Joey, we're glad you're here. We're glad you're enjoying it. And listen to this, Eddie. I know Zach is on hold. We'll get you in just a few seconds. 646-478-4692 is the number if you want to call in. We only got about 37 minutes to go. We'll get your phone call in just a second. The Rangers are currently fifth in the Eastern Conference, 2 points behind the Penguins, 3 games at hand. Three.
Wow.
Three. The only team that has played as few games as the Rangers is the Capitals. And the Rangers have 2 more points than the Capitals do. Every team in the conference in the top 8 has played at least 1 more game than the Rangers, most of them 2 or 3. Games at hand. Great God Almighty, games at hand.
What's going on here, folks?
Who'd have thunk it?
Games at hand. I really think the Rangers, Jim, I know they have some tougher opponents ahead, but I don't feel like there's going to be a big drop because I feel that a lot of guys haven't hit their stride yet. And maybe we're going to see a season where guys are going to be hot and then other guys are going to pick them up later. Let's hope so. Brandon Dubinsky, certainly I expect more of him in the goal-scoring route. I mean, he's certainly getting paid to score goals or at least, you know, chip 20 in. Bryant Boyle, I mean, we knew that he had kind of a career year last year, but I'm looking to him score. There's a score at some point. And I just think, you know, some guys could be going a little bit better. But with this defense, it's just so solid. And it really is, it really can suffocate the other team. It's just if the Rangers can put enough quality shots on net and any shots on net. You know, I just feel uncomfortable when, you know, they're around the 25-shot mark every game. They certainly have a first and second line that should be able to generate more shots than that. So,
you know, the only thing that – well, you know, like you said, they got to get some of these – a couple of the other forwards going. Right now, we talked about it last night. Right now, the defense – The defense is has accounted for 22% of their scoring, and while I think that's terrific, and I would love to see that continue, I think that's a lot to ask with the core that's out there. If you're asking for guys like Emminger, Wojtyla, and even Girardi, to an extent, to provide 22% of the offense for the rest of the year, eventually, that I think that's going to, you know, that could pose a problem. But I like this. You know, they kind of got a light schedule the next 2 weeks. They don't play till Saturday. And then they're off until Wednesday when they play their annual Thanksgiving Eve game, or what's become the annual Thanksgiving Eve game against the Panthers. Then they play Friday afternoon against the Capitals. Saturday afternoon at home against the Flyers. So you only got four games in the next 8, 9, 10 days. So that, you know, time to get a little rest in. Then they got their first game with the Penguins Tuesday, November 29th at the Garden. So, and we'll be back Monday night with Blue Shirt Underground Radio. We'll talk about the Canadiens game, get ready for the upcoming week. And then I think we're going to have Mike Hume from ESPN New York is going to be back on with us either on the 28th or the first Monday in December. We're still working that out. And
nice.
The big viewing party is on the 28th of December at hopefully the Blarney Rock. So we got a couple phone calls. Let me know when you're ready to go to the phones.
Well, I just wanted to throw this other way. Somebody put up on the Facebook page, say that Scott Gomez has gone, 44 games without scoring, 34 games maybe?
That's a shame.
Couldn't happen to a bigger jerk. And that smirking, I hated the way he smirked in interviews. The only good thing about Scott Gomez, he's the bust John Monotone's balls.
Yeah, I know that you weren't a Gomez guy. I know. I wasn't a huge fan of his. But to me, he was just. I think Ranger fans expected way too much out of him, and he basically came in and did what he had done most of his career. You know,
we did the analysis, and if you look at the stats, they're very comparable to what he did in New Jersey. But he used to gain the zone and then circle, but he was very predictable. And I think you're right. I think Rangers wanted that 40 goal Scott Gomez, which was a total, you know.
It was an aberration. It happened once.
For 1 year, you know. So, and then you got Gaborik and you got McDonough out of the deal.
Right.
So, and Pavel Valentenko, who last night was the guy I wanted to say instead of Thomas Kondratek, who wound up getting traded for Pierre Bouchard, Ricky Ricardo, whatever the guy's name was.
Pierre-François Dobrowski.
Yes. The king
and
of the Sioux there.
Don't forget, they also got Higgins in that deal, who turned into Prust.
So it worked out all around.
Yeah. So you know, what are you gonna do? It all worked out.
So more importantly than me and you, let's do the phone calls. And I want to thank everybody for coming out in the chat room. I see Gartner has arrived. Don Paulo's here. Jay of the Dead. Jonathan Grossman. Jonathan from Australia. The Lone Ranger. Mr. Terry Lynn. Metal Man and Ladybug, The Enforcer, Soupy, Zach's here, Vince is here, and the Great Waz. All right. He's a little mini roll call there for you.
There you go. All right. And, so, first up, we got Zach. Zach, how are you, buddy? What's going on with the switchboard here? Zach, are you there? Zach?
Super.
Zach? Go on.
Great, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, there you are. Yeah, oh, you were... You were, oh boy, were you.
It was my end. Sorry about that.
Oh, you know what I was looking for on the switchboard, my friend. All right, what's up?
You're looking for that boom.
Yes, sir. What's going on?
Not too much. Sorry I missed the last couple shows. I've been too busy with school and all that.
It's
glad to have you.
You're getting more of an education on this show than you'll get in any university.
Fair point, Jim. Real quick, wait a minute,
hold on.
I know you guys are talking about having a beer on. Before
you get rolling, will you be at the viewing party December 28th at the Blondie Rock in New York City?
Absolutely.
Okay. And go.
All right. You guys were mentioning about whether Lundqvist should start on Saturday in Montreal or not. If you look at the schedule after that, they don't play again until next Wednesday in Florida. So with a huge break like that, you have to have Lundqvist play.
Well, my whole reason for not playing him is that he has not played well traditionally in that building. I'm actually going to look up the numbers while you guys talk about it. But
yeah, I agree. He hasn't done well in the Bell Center or whatever arena it's called now. But in the beginning of his career with the Rangers, he didn't do that great against Western Conference teams, especially out west. Remember, Kevin Weeks had to fill in. That was like the only time that Weeks was good for the Rangers. It takes time, and now Lundqvist is dominating the Western Conference, and you know maybe, just maybe, this will be the break for him Saturday. The Rangers are rolling hot right now, and you know we'll see what happens. If not, then I'm sure Biron will be ready to fill in.
Well, I'm with Zach on this one. I certainly think you've got to go with Lundqvist. You've got to keep this alive. You know, against the Islanders, I said it last night. I mean, he really kept them in the game early on. He played fantastic. You got to roll with him. I don't believe this, you know, he doesn't play well here, there, whatever. This guy's a world-class goaltender. He's got a better team in front of him, you know, this year than other years past. He'll be fine. I'd rather see him starting. I got to go with our number one. That's why we're paying him the big bucks, to go up to Montreal and beat those stinking Habs.
Exactly.
The way I look at it. I mean,
all right. All right, fine. Start Lundqvist.
No, I mean, that's my opinion. I mean, I'm not arguing.
You swayed me.
Well, what's the record?
Pro Hockey Reference.com doesn't show. They don't show the splits of home and road. They just show his overall numbers against the Canadiens. And I'm just looking through last year's game log. It looks like he only played one of the games up there, and he gave up three goals.
That was the game that he was run into. Although, to be fair, Dubinsky pushed Pacioretty into Lundqvist, and Lundqvist retaliated.
Actually, you know what? Wait a second. He might not have played any games in Montreal last year. Oh, wait,
no,
yes,
he played the one in January.
He lost. Wow, you're good, Zach. January 15th, he gave up three goals.
Zach,
I remember that because I was getting.
And he got a penalty. Yeah, that's right. He got a penalty in that game.
Yeah, that was the one where he retaliated against, was it Pacioretty or somebody?
I think you're right. Gave up two power play goals against in that game. So.
Yeah, that was a bad game for the Rangers.
It's never been pretty when they play up there anyway, as long as I've been following them, you know. It's just that crowd, it's just so intense. And, you know, on a Saturday night, hockey night in Canada, original six matchup, Rangers and those little pipsqueak Canadians with their Gomez and their Brian Giantes and, of course, P.K. Subban, who's pretty much become public enemy number one when he comes to the guard now. That for a guy that's not, you know, in the division, he may be one of the more hated guys by Ranger fans out there, all because of a couple of incidences. He wouldn't drop the gloves, I think. Well, who was it, Girardi? Who's the guy with Avery?
It's not the fact that he doesn't want to fight. He plays like Avery, which I like,
Russ.
Except he smoothfoots all the time.
Well, I got to tell you, besides Sloof, I mean, he's not having a great year offensively. That dude, I think, is one of the best offensive defensemen in the league. He has a shot. Now, he had a great rookie year last year. This year, he's struggling a little bit. And he's one of the reasons the Rangers wound up with McDonough. McDonough was picked ahead of Subban, but Subban was a little bit more sexier for the Canadians, and they kind of overlooked McDonough. So, their losses are gain as far as that goes. But he is, you're right. I think he may have slew-footed Dubinsky. I'm not
yeah,
sure.
He
you
did.
Know, I'm,
he
so,
did.
I think PK Subban, he's growing in there as far as when I went to the game between the Canadians and Rangers last year. Man, the venom that was spewing from Ranger fans' mouths was great. I love it.
Look for that matchup Saturday night between Dubinsky and Subban. They're going to be at it the entire time, and Dubinsky has to be careful because he will more likely than not be called for a penalty. Because Subban is just being a pest.
Yeah, and being a pest is putting it AM radio style.
You want me to go all out?
Well, I think it was Prust that challenged him, and he wouldn't drop the gloves at the Garden. A bitch. Yeah, it would go all out. He's being a bitch. But he can be dirty. It's the that's for sure. So it'll gonna be an exciting game. Do they play them three times this year? And if so, where is that third game?
Hold on, I still have the schedule up. So let's see. That's
we've had
one.
Carey Price's number for last couple games too. We've been
already.
We already played them once.
Played them once, right? There it is. Okay, so there's one and one, and then the next one. I'm looking for it. Talk amongst yourselves.
All right. Well,
what's the topic?
Zach, what's going on at the NHL store?
March 30th at the Garden.
I'm going to that game. I encourage anybody who's in the area to go to that game. Those games are becoming the most enthusiastic games, the most crazy games. Now, what's that date again? I have to mark this down on my calendar here.
March 30th. I might have to make the trip and go with you.
Oh,
that's
that would
a long way from here.
Oh, listen. Jim could crash at my house anytime. He's done so. Don Paul has just put up a link for the Dubinsky Sloof Foot by PK Subban. And Sue's saying she went to the November 5th game against Montreal. It was loud, right?
It was
I heard that place was moving.
The only thing I don't like is when they play on hockey night in Canada, you usually don't get the MSG broadcast on center ice. And I know, all jokes aside, but still, when they play I can deal with hockey night in Canada if they're playing the Maple Leafs or something like that. But when they're playing the Canadians, forget it. It's like, I mean, that's Tokyo Rose propaganda right there. I mean, the last time they played the Canadians, it was hockey night in Canada. And, the Canadians kept getting all those penalties. I thought the guy was going to have a heart attack. I don't even remember the play-by-play guy's name. But, oh, these penalties, what did they do? Oh, this is pretty one-sided the way they're calling this game right now.
Oh, yeah, they feel like they're getting all the, they're getting hosed 24. It's all, everybody's against Canada all of a sudden. Blame Canada. And, Joey the Enforcer says, I hate that I don't live in New York. Sad face. Listen, our enforcers don't have sad faces, Joey. They're in there. You're our metal militia. You got to get in there. Start clearing the room. No sad faces. Give that mean face.
And Joey actually serves a very necessary, He's part of the Florida triumvirate now. We had Tampa covered. We've got James over in Tampa. We've got that nut job Dave Fibo down in South Florida. So, and then we got Joey up in North Florida in Jacksonville. We've got a Blue Shirt Underground triangle in that state now. We're going to take it over. You know, and we got all, you know, that's how you siege. You know, when you're in a war, you surround your enemies and you crush them. That's what these guys are doing. We got it all covered. All the whole state of Florida. Now we just need Tallahassee. We get the Panhandle too.
I'm telling you, we got more people covering the team than fans of some of those teams, I think. they're hanging in there. Now I saw that Adam Bartolo has just come into the chat room, and we promised him something on the next broadcast, and as promised.
And Chandler is here.
And Chandler. Wow. The great Chandler. You know, we always deliver. Jim says, Ed, we must deliver. When he calls, that's the first thing he says to us. We must deliver. And I say, I call for delivery. Do I have to deliver to these fans? The people who listen to the show? And then Adam from Chicago, who flew in all the way from Chicago for our first viewing party in New Jersey.
Howie's here, too. Yes, hi, Howie.
And Howie. Hey, Howie, how are you? I mean, welcome to the impromptu show of a lifetime. Adam, and to go with this, now, Zach, are you aware that Aaron Voros is on a player tryout with the Connecticut Whale?
I did not know that.
Yes. Jim, tell him
He called the Whale and said, "Can I come in for a tryout?"
Yes, he just basically called Glenn Sather up and said, "Hey, how about me in the minor leagues?" And Glenn Sather said, "Well, I guess so. Talk to Schoenfeld.
This is very important.
So, they're gonna give him a no move clause while he's down there.
Open my pants."
What Sather said.
Yeah, I stepped on it a little bit. So this is what Glenn Sather said. You can hit it again.
This is very important. Open my pants.
So this is for Adam. As promised on the last show, Zach, I think you remember this as well. You've been a long-time listener. Here it is.
Voros, no moros.
There it is.
I was hoping that you'd be like singing on your video, but you turned your video off.
I refreshed the page, and now I can't get my video up again. This is the same problem I had last time.
Son of a bitch.
And then, like, now I have it up, and all I see is pixelation.
Damn it. Well, I was doing it. I was doing the whole opera man thing.
Bottles.
Classic bit.
Voros no moros.
That's from the Ranger Crisis days.
So, Zach, any interesting NHL stories? Anything going on over there?
You know, I was told that the jerseys were going to be unveiled Tuesday, and I haven't heard anything since Sunday when I first heard about it. I'm going to be at the store tomorrow and working this weekend, so I will find out what's going on with that.
Oh, that'll be good.
Yeah. Good. Other than that, we're slowly but surely getting new Winter Classic gear.
Hmm. Okay.
And I'm gonna make an announcement as soon as I find out officially when everything is gonna be put on display, like all the scarves and hats and all the cool jerseys and gizmos for the Winter Classic. As soon as I say that we're selling them, I want to see everybody, that includes you, Jim, try to come out as fast as you can to the NHL store. Buy up as much as you can. No matter what you're doing that weekend, you come that weekend, buy the stuff. Because if you wait for the next weekend, we're probably going to be all out.
Yeah, well, and I guess it's going to, you know, how long is this stuff going to be available? I mean, I don't think it's going to make it to retail stores, do you think? Or, you know...
Well, Eddie, here's why I'm saying this, because last year's Winter Classic between the Caps and Penguins was pretty popular, and we had a lot of stuff at the store. The problem is we sold out fast, and Reebok Corporate had a difficult time keeping up with the customers, so we would go for days on end missing certain products to put out on the table for people to buy. We're going to expect, worst-case scenario, the same thing will happen, the same numbers, despite the fact that the Flyers and Rangers are going to be a million times popular because it's in the local network. So I'm saying
right
now to go to the store now, because if you get to the store and we're missing a size, we're missing a T-shirt or a scarf or anything like that, that's because you waited way too long to get there. I don't care if you have a wedding to go to or a bris or anything like that. You drop all of that, you run down to the store, and you buy.
I can tell you right now. I can tell you right now, there could be a relative dying in the hospital. I will forego them to go to the NHL store. I will disown them and head on down to the NHL store to get my Winter Classic jersey. If it looks good. I got to see the whole thing. I'm a fashionista when it comes to... wait a minute. I'm not a fashionista when it comes to anything. But my Ranger apparel, I'm a stickler for. I still have not warmed up to that 85th anniversary jersey. They're still shoving down our throats, even though it's 86 years later.
Hey, at least this year they're winning when they wear it.
Yes, they've been very good. Very good.
They got rid of the patch. That was weighing them down.
Maybe. That might have been it.
True. So, Paulie's having a good time here.
Paulie loves our show. Paulie knows good radio when he hears it.
Listen,
right.
I want to say two more quick things, and I'll let you guys go.
Okay.
One, just before the game against the Hurricanes, I was helping out one of the refs at the store.
Which one?
Pac Mara. The short one with the mustache? In the third period, he was over in the Canadiens end that kept pointing to the net because the Rangers kept scoring.
Well, that's good, I guess.
I didn't tell him any. I didn't ask him to call the game in favor of the Rangers. I just simply said last time I spoke to a ref about the pace of the game, he ended up doing it against the Rangers.
What are you, Joe Micheletti, talking about the pace?
Yes, I wanted a good pace in the game.
So if your lips are wet and ready to go, hold on.
All right, Zach.
And one final thing.
One other thing.
Oh,
I was at the Rangers-Ducks game. Anne-Marie sold me her ticket, so with my dad. As soon as I sat down upstairs in the 400 section, my seat broke.
See, that would be embarrassing for me. You're a skinny dude and it broke. I mean, that's pretty shoddy workmanship.
Yeah. they haven't fixed up that section yet.
Now, you know, it's funny because I was listening to Mike Fatsessa on the Fan, and he was talking about they had some college basketball crapola going on at the Garden. And he's talking about how wonderful the Garden is and how they've done a great job in this phase one. Now, I know basketball, I think one of the basically is the 100s and then courtside, or maybe the 200s at courtside.
But
when I was there, the place was, the place looked like it still needs a lot of work.
Well, Frances is only downstairs. He doesn't see the upstairs where the poor people sit.
That's true. His fat ass is three rows back, taking up two seats, that fat lesbian. He looks like a goddamn lesbian. I don't care what you say. Terrible. And let me just go off here right now while you're doing sound. You know, there's no basketball. They should be talking about hockey. We all know it on these sports stations here in New York. I've come to the conclusion you're not going to hear any hockey. All right? I've come to that conclusion. I mean, I'm sane enough to know that. But are they going to fucking stop with this Penn State shit? I mean, how many times are we going to talk about it? 4 or 5 hours of radio on that WFAN. Oh, he's a monster. How many guys are going to call in and go, he's a monster, Mike. He's a monster. Who would let
anybody? Next thing you know, you're going to hear about Syracuse. They just, they didn't fire their assistant head coach, but they suspended him.
Yeah. Well, I hope I don't hear about that either. Talk about sports. Who cares? I understand this was an important story. You go into one day, 4 hours on a topic. Then, you know, every day, anything not to talk about hockey. That's what it is.
Francesco doesn't know anything about hockey anyway.
Yeah,
he doesn't know anything about hockey.
He's like, oh, I don't follow hockey, but my friends say Henrik Lundqvist is inconsistent. I'm like, what? Your friends are dopier than you are, you moron. You fat, lesbian, egomaniac, smug bastard. Die.
Next week on the show, Mike Francesa joins us live to tell us everything
like
he knows.
On this show.
to tell us everything he knows about hockey. All right, Zach, we'll talk to you next time, buddy.
Next Wednesday?
Monday. The Rangers play next Wednesday.
Oh, that's right. All right,
we'll be on
Monday
night.
It'll be the Thanksgiving Day special, right?
That's right. You never want to miss our Monday night shows. They're always my favorites.
Awesome. Can't wait.
Take care, buddy.
Have a good night, guys.
Take care.
See you. Bye. All right, since they asked for it, we got 8 minutes to go here.
Fatherly juices.
Where's
juices.
The clip? If you're going to be really bad. We still have that one?
You had that on Ranger Crisis. I don't think we had that.
You're
going to have to dig up, because you had some great clips, because we used to play that one. If you're going to be bad, be really, really bad. Don't be mediocre bad.
Oh, sorry, last year when they went, 20 games without a win or whatever it was, they were pretty good.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Monday is the Joey Barton birthday spectacular.
That's right. Leslie Uncle
Buzz
will be here.
Ruth Busby. We're going to have
Arnie Johnson.
Arnie Johnson, Peggy Cass. Who else? We're going to have them all. They're going to be here.
Melissa Manchester.
Melissa Manchester.
George Gomel.
Melissa Muldoon, who sang Midnight at the Oasis.
Midnight at the Oasis.
Take your camel to bed. What the fuck was that lyric all about? I think there was bestiality in that song. I think three people are getting this joke. So anyway.
Avery Fisher is going to be here. He's one of my favorites. Everybody who's dead is going to be here.
Yeah.
We haven't named one person that's still alive. I think Leslie Uggams might still be alive.
I think Buzzy might be floating around somewhere.
Yeah, she might be out there. Alice Ghostly will be here.
And talking about the Alice, because they're mentioning it in the chat room, Kyle Okposo is the ugliest man in hockey, but now he's now the ugliest guy being benched by the Alice. Did he play for the Fish Sticks tonight?
I don't know if he played tonight.
He was supposed to be one of their saviors, and I think he's going the Scott Sissons, Roger Courtco route. Confirmation from Howie Sussman, Ruth Buzzy is alive, but her career is completely
is not.
Dead. Right.
We're still awaiting word on Alice Ghostly.
So we got
Dean
that.
He'll be here.
Yeah, we're gonna have them all. But it's killing me. There's just too much time between games, and I just want to talk Ranger hockey. Let's get into a flow here with the schedule. Did they give the Rangers, I guess, a big break because of that European stuff? And aren't they doing this next year? The same crapola. They're gonna start off. I don't think. I hope they're not playing exhibition over in Europe, because that really killed things. I felt like that there were three different Ranger teams playing. They really have a preseason of Rangers. I attribute that to the bad start a little bit. So
yeah, I don't know what they're. I mean, they can't play. I'm assuming they can't play at the Garden. I don't know what the situation is. I was trying to find that thing that Anne Marie posted about that Islanders book that was coming out.
What?
It's pretty funny, but now I can't find it because there's actually
a
Facebook
96 team or 95 team where they went to the conference finals.
Let me see if
I
can.
And this brings up, let's bring up Matt Zuccarello. I think he's going to be traded, guys. I mean, I just think he's just I don't know what you're going to get for him, but I'd like to see him up here. But give him some minutes. I guess it's good if there's injuries that you have him to bring up, but you go out and get a guy and pay him $1 million or so as a free agent out of that wacky Swedish Elite League. Let's see what he can play. I'm always worried, as much as we praise Glenn Seda, the free agent pickups he gets, I don't know. I mean, if it's not a big ticket guy, those little nuances, he doesn't really hit the mark with. I mean, you got Gilroy, and you know what that turned out to be. And then you got Zuccarello, who's, lighting the minor leagues up. I don't know why he's not up here. I mean, the big thing is he's not going to get major minutes here, but you're paying the guy.
Right.
He's playing in the NHL, so you bring him up. So, and then you got, I know it's hard to get on Rupp, but he's already hurt. And the guys in the past, the Dakota Leaks and the Higgins and all those dummies. But with the big ticket guys, that's what I like about Slats. He ain't messing around. Brad Richards, get him here, he got him here. Yes, Dan Girardi was a free agent. So was Rem Murray. I mean,
Rem Murray.
I don't think Rem Murray. I think he came over in a trade. For
Rem Murray came in a trade.
Yeah. For Zdlicky, who's only been a power play quarterback for 15 years. Save is good with the heavy-handedness, but subtlety is not his thing. Metal has to be angry. I told him to be angry. He had a sad face earlier, Adam. So calm down. Don't you tell him what to do, Adam, or you'll never hear Voros no moros. No moros for you.
Oh my God! You done it again.
We've done it.
Was there any doubt? We're 2 minutes away. We can't say we've done it for another 2 minutes. But we appreciate you guys coming out. As all, what is it, there's 30 of you in the chat room, 20 of you. And, we literally threw this show together in 15 minutes notice. You guys all still made it here. We appreciate it. Can't tell you this enough. You will have my gratitude until we fall off these fucking chairs. I can guarantee you that. And we may be doing these shows until we fall off the chair. It means, I know we say this a lot and maybe you think we're just blowing smoke up your ass, but it really does mean a lot to us, that you guys, come out and listen to us every week, twice a week, three times a week, however many times we're on. Most of you guys are here all the time, and people that listen overseas, like Chris and Gary and Jeff and Karen and Chris Modem in South Africa and the guy in Zimbabwe and the guy up in the kiwi tree in New Zealand, all of you, we love you. We're thrilled to do this for you. And
what are we accepting award here?
Yeah, I know.
I'm glad they showed up.
It's the holidays. I'm
You're in a festive mood.
I'm festive. It's giving. It's Thanksgiving. I'm giving thanks. Right?
A lot of bullshit going on here tonight.
I know. Oh, come on now.
I'm only kidding. I know.
You know how we talk about this off air. I mean, it's amazing what this has become. And What's the score of the game? Give us the score. And you're talking about it in the chat room. I asked you for scores. You haven't given me one goddamn score. I just
now
you're
yelling them. Now that this is genuine, ladies and gentlemen.
I just blow this is where it all comes out now. I give you all this sunshine and rain. I can't even get one score out of you. Eddie, always a pleasure. We'll see you guys Monday night. We love you. Let's go, Rangers.
Yeah. Good night, everybody.
That was fun. The impromptu shows are always the best.
Yeah.
They're always the most fun. Because we're completely flying by the seat of our pants.
Yeah. It was very relaxing.
So, all right. I'm going to go catch the end of the Jets game. Sounds like they're losing.
Oh, yeah. That's why I don't watch.
There you go.
Thanks. All right. Take care.
Hi, buddy. I'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.